Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, good news, Lee.
Yeah, I'm ready for that.
We're not going to have to watch the bulldozers knock over all those crosses at Arlington. Can you imagine watching them remove those and rip them out of the ground?
That is just unimaginable to me.
Yeah, it would tear me apart. And you know... Those crosses are not just moving to Christian people. I mean, it's a national symbol. There's nothing like it in the world.
Yeah.
And that's what the left fully intended to do. I mean, that's where they were going. They were going to rip the crosses out of the ground.
The cross at a grave has become a standard. It has moved beyond simply the imagery of the cross on which Christ was crucified. And I realize that there is that connotation there, and that is how Christians look at it. But someone who is a non-Christian would not necessarily have that same understanding. And once again, this just—I'm just amazed that we actually got this ruling. I mean, the Supreme Court actually got one right, and apparently it was like a 7-2 decision.
I believe
Sotomayor and Ginsburg were the only two dissenting, and they did not necessarily dissent. They just didn't necessarily agree with it as much as the rest of them.
Yeah, it was a 40-foot cross on Maryland public land, and the atheist wanted it taken down. Supreme Court said no, that the World War One, fallen. It was erected by the mothers of World War One vets. Can you imagine? I mean, what kind of whack job wants to do that?
I know.
It's so hateful.
And this is the group that's always talking about tolerance and compassion and diversity and all this stuff that they're always throwing up in the faces of conservatives at every opportunity. And it's just, how more divisive and vile can you be than to try to do this?
I mean, the mothers of the fallen got together, formed an auxiliary after World War One. I mean, these are moms grieving for their sons. This is how they wanted them represented. And you want it torn down? Anyway, the court ruled that the memorial, which is just a big 40-foot cross, holds a secular meaning that comports with the constitutional separation of church and state. Of course, it has a secular meaning, too.
Yes. And it does not establish a religion. And that is the part of the Constitution that that they're referring to, the First Amendment, that Congress shall make no law, violating a person's freedom of religion or establishing a religion either. And I don't know.
They were saying this was the test case. If this had to come down, you were going to see Arlington was going to have to go.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're going to replace the cross with, Rainbow Gaia signs. I mean, I don't know. Can you imagine what that would have been like for the families, too, to watch those ripped down?
Yeah.
Because the power of Arlington is not just that they're crosses. It's that they're white and they're kept pristine.
And there's so many of them.
And there's so many of them. The cross clearly means you've gone on, you've left, you gave your life. That's what it means.
There is a life
so
that has
powerful.
Been given in defense
yes.
of this country.
Exactly. It's not, when you see it, I don't think religion at all. Even being a Christian myself, it's not what I think. And the fact that they're white and the fact that they're kept the color that they are and clean, just so unbroken, the grass is perfect. I mean, it has such a powerful punch to you. I can't imagine. I just can't imagine it.
It's the respect that they deserve.
Yes. And they want to rip it out of the ground because it's my way or the highway. It's like what Rush was talking about yesterday. There is that pioneer. This is where we are now. Pioneer statue. Okay. Not a slave owner. University of Oregon students call for the removal of the oppressive pioneer statue. It's just some dude who's dressed like a pioneer to represent, your ancestors. Heck, y'all came off. What'd you come off of?
The Mayflower.
Yeah, you guys. He looks a little like you. Anyway, and they say that they are traumatized by having to see it.
Please, I'm way past being over the claims of traumatization by mere images and words. If you are being traumatized by deeds or things that actually physically happened to you, or an injury to which you suffered, or a cataclysmic event that you had to witness and go through, like, oh, I don't know, D-Day, the Vietnam War, downtown Fallujah, maybe. But people who are just simply trying to claim that a image of a white cross on the Arlington Cemetery or a 40-foot cross honoring those who were fallen in World War I by the moms of those who gave up their sons to defend this nation, and you're talking about being traumatized, get alive.
Well, here's the thing. This is always totally missing in this, and it's so obvious that we don't even point it out. I'm traumatized by people ripping down, our country's history.
Yes. Yes.
Any of it. I don't care which part of it. I mean, it's, when you've got a statue that's been there for 50 years, 70 years, 100 years, maybe it's a Civil War hero. It doesn't mean we celebrate them. It means we remove our history. I am traumatized by our history being wiped out because we're not supposed to tolerate it. Where do I go? Why does somebody on the left have, all they have to say is I'm traumatized? And they don't even have to explain further. Why does the fact that I'm traumatized not count? Why does the fact that it upsets me to see Silent Sam come down not count? If you've gone to UNC Chapel Hill, Silent Sam, I think the whole time we were there, we talked about Silent Sam all the time. It was a place you met. It was an iconic local landmark. I didn't even think of it in terms of, the Civil War at all. They dress him up, and you know what I mean? They make him look silly. Nobody out there celebrating Silent Sam and his contributions to the Civil War. I mean, nobody thinks like that. What if I'm traumatized by watching it come down? Nobody cares. Why does the traumatization of only the left count?
Because you've got that white privilege card there, Tara.
Speaking of which, by the way, we didn't get into this. This whole thing about reparations this week.
Yeah.
You think I've never understood about reparations? They would be paid from the Treasury, I would assume, right?
Oh, there's no plan. I have no idea. This is simply a divisive talking point that the left is putting up there to try to separate. I'll be honest with you. I think this has a lot to do with the fact that Donald Trump is appealing to African-American voters because he's bringing jobs back to this country. And they're going
to
use every card, every racist card they can find to play against Republicans getting a single vote from anybody. That's exactly what this is about.
Well, here's my. If they pay the money out of the Treasury, how do they separate out black people's tax dollars from white people's
tax
dollars?
There's no way to do that. There's no way to do that.
I wouldn't think there was either. And that would mean that everybody is taxed. Black people are taxed to pay for reparations.
How is it that you want people who had nothing to do with a bad situation a century and a half ago to pay people who were not impacted directly by what happened a century and a half ago? I mean, they sit there and have these reparation hearings, and what have you got up there? You have senators and Hollywood stars who are black African Americans, who are rich people, who are powerful people, complaining about this, saying that they need to be compensated. Why? Any other time, you'd be hollering, why are the rich people getting these tax breaks? That's what Bernie Sanders would be talking about. I mean, good grief, there's nothing in this country that stops anyone from any color, any sexual orientation, any religion, from doing everything they can to be as successful as possible. It depends on some luck, but it also depends on your ability. But the thing is, there are fewer obstacles in your way to success in this country than any country on the face of the planet or any country that has ever existed, period.
Yes, because we are the freest in the world. We have the most liberal speech rules on earth. Unless you count, well, I guess if you move to the desert somewhere, no one's around to hear what you say, then that might be more liberal. But I mean, we have the most liberal weapons ownership laws, the most liberal speech laws. We have some of the toughest privacy protections in the entire world in terms of warrants. I mean, what is your complaint exactly? And here's the thing I don't get. You can't separate black tax dollars from white tax dollars to pay this. But here's the thing. Both branches of my family, my mom and my dad, they've only come here. I mean, they all came here after the Civil War. We weren't even here.
So Tara's saying, not my fault.
Yeah. I mean, what? I mean, my money, you're going to take my money to pay. I mean, I'm sorry about slavery and all. But, you know, if my family didn't suffer under a couple of different regimes, we wouldn't be here either. It sucks. Where's our money?
Well, and who's next?
Why do I have to pay? Because I look like the people. I have the same color skin as the people who own slaves. I didn't know them. I wasn't related to them. I couldn't do anything about it.
Are we then going to compensate the Native Americans?
Oh, that'll be next.
Yes. And then, let's see, we'll probably find some other group, you know. Maybe we should sue the Italians for the Roman government persecuting Christians.
Why not?
Of course, then we could sue the Muslims for when they came into Spain and the wars there. And
It's endless. It's absolutely endless. And it's so completely pointless. And you know what kills me? See, I'm already getting these texts from liberals. Well, yeah, and they took the land from the Indians.
Yeah.
And this country did terrible things. Okay. So we should, they never finish the sentence. And so we should do what? Throw out the founding documents, get rid of the First Amendment. That's where they're going with this.
Yeah, of course.
Get rid of gun rights. Yeah, throw it out because those guys were bad. Well, wait. Let's assume they were bad, okay? Some of them owned slaves. All right, they were bad. Can bad people not come up with a good idea every once in a while? I mean, come on. We still, it is a fact, have the most liberal free speech rights in the industrialized world. So, I mean, you're going to throw that out because some guy who was an early, you know, leader of our country did something bad to the Indians. Yeah. Well, how are those two things related? I mean, what do you want to do? Tear the country apart, set it on fire, burn it down, and we all go home? Go home to where?
Yeah.
I mean, how's that going to work?
Yeah.
And what are we going to do with people who are half black or half Indian? Where do we send them?
They have to pay themselves.
I mean, it's just this country is its founding was, you know, sullied by and ruined by the way. Yeah. All right. So what now? And what? Well, you should feel bad. Okay. I feel bad. What now? Well, we should, this country sucks. All right. What are you going to do about it? And they never finished the sentence because if they told you what they want to do about it, you'd freak. Well, so I mean, you're going to have to surrender your rights. Why?
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Going to jump on the Ingalls Advantage talk line with Sergeant Charlie in Columbia. Hey, Sergeant Charlie.
Good morning, Carol. Good morning.
Go ahead. Yeah, good morning. I'm waiting for you. What's on your mind?
No, I'm having a little phone trouble. I'm on the road here. I just wanted to make a quick comment because I'm driving. I'm trying to pull over right now. Mr. Trump, well, excuse me, I used to work for him. I can't get away from calling him Mr. But Mr. Trump is not the kind of person who is just going to threaten Iran, shoot a few warning shots at them. Especially with the details that are going on with this conflict that looks like it's going to try to take place that Iran wants to start. But you would think about it, Mr. Trump, he cleans up messes and then makes something out of them. Well, in this case, Iran is a mess. And I think if he goes in to clean it up, it's not going to be a Korean conflict, a Vietnam conflict, an Iraq or Afghanistan conflict. It's going to be a war, and it's going to be short-lived.
Yeah, I think it would be more like a bombing than a war.
A major one, yes.
You know, I got a question.
He will not leave the mess to re-arise. Let's put it that way. I know him. That's all I had to say. We need to think about that before we start criticizing him.
Well, yeah, and thank you, Sergeant Charlie. You're kind of breaking up there. No, thank you. Here's a question. Right now, if we got into some sort of armed conflict with Iran, I mean, we weren't going to send troops into Iran. That would be stupid. Only Lindsey Graham would suggest a thing like that. Well, he just wants to kill their Navy. But But no, with Iran, let's think about this for a minute. Iran, we can take care of Iran in a weekend if we had to. I mean, this is not going to be some kind of war. Rush did a great job of pointing this out yesterday. Right now. But what about when they're nuclear armed? Then what? Anybody stop to think about that? I mean, how, you know, if we're in the future, and I mean, these kind of things will continue. We'll be menaced by other nefarious countries. It's never going to end. It's human history, right? Except we're going to try something new that's never been tried in human history. We're going to allow the nuclear arming of Iran and leave our borders wide open. And we're going to call anybody who says, you know, maybe we need a little border security. Maybe we should detain people who want to come here. A Nazi. And then we're just going to assume, this is going to be our foreign policy. We're just, you know, our border security policy. We're just going to assume that nobody who wants to hurt us would ever come over the border, because why would they do that? They wouldn't do that. See the problem here? I mean, folks, how much more do we need? We got bootleg documents, spy docs from the Iranian National Guard, and they have documents. I have an entire plan on how they would take a nuclear device, use it as an EMP, explode it in the air over the U.S., which not a lot of nuclear fallout from that. That's not going to kill anybody. But it would completely decimate our grid. And we're just sitting around. Our nuke plants are unprotected. Yeah, they got backup generators, but those only last so long. And we're just sitting around. James Woolsey, former director of the CIA, warned in 2014. He was asked, you know, what scares you the most? He said an EMP detonated over the country, probably by Iran, maybe China. Take out all of our networks. He said it keeps me awake at night. I mean, so we're like, we're just watching, we're just walking around. No, they'd never truck one of those over the border. That would never happen. Well, how do we know? You're a xenophobe for even asking that question, racist, sexist, Nazi. Okay. But how do you know? Listen to what Border Patrol Chief Carla Provost just said about what's going on the border right now. The Border Patrol just released their statistics. They estimate that so far in fiscal year 2019, 100,000 illegal aliens didn't bother to stop to, you know, request asylum or whatever, like the other 500,000. They just walked in. But wait, you can get asylum, a green card, automatic work permit, welfare benefits until your case is heard. And we, you know, learn that you aren't eligible for asylum, but by then we'll have paid your welfare for 5 years. You can get all that. And you don't want to stop to get that from the Border Patrol. Why? Why did you want to elude them? Who were they? Nobody knows. It's like 100,000 people. And we think we could just have a war with Iran, let them become nuclear armed, and we'll just leave the border open. We're not going to catch them. Here's why. This is Border Patrol Chief Carla Provost on the border crisis and how it's like no other. She was testifying before Congress.
This is like no other crisis that I have seen in my career when it comes to the humanitarian side of the house. I have been forced to divert 40 to 60% of Border Patrol's manpower away from the border as we process and care for nearly 435,000 families and children that have flooded across our southern border so far this year.
Yes, because Congress refuses to remove Obama's asylum offer. And Trump will eventually get to rewrite this with executive orders. All he wants to do is throw out Obama's executive order mandating that we give asylum to everybody from countries he likes. Not the way that the federal law says, but the way Obama says. And eventually Trump will be allowed to throw that out, eventually. So right now we got, like, by their estimate, 100,000 additional people who they didn't catch. Maybe. Could be more. I mean, do you realize that they have surface-to-air missiles now that can take down a jetliner that you can carry on your back in a backpack? Yeah, but I mean, Iran would never do that. That would not be nice. You think? Would Russia? We're supposed to live in holy unending terror of Russia. Would they do it? Nah, they'd never do that. That would be unfair. Oh, how about ISIS? No, not them. They're not mad at us or anything. We wrecked their caliphate. Okay, cool. How about the Chinese? No, they'd never do that. None of these people would ever use an EMP over the country. I mean, to me, the astounding question here is not, oh my God, should we go to war with Iran? But why do we continue to allow Iran to enrich the plutonium it needs to make a nuclear weapon? Why have we not taken out the nuke facility that's going on at? And if we're not gonna, how do we think we're gonna coexist with them with an open border? Yeah. File these under questions that will never be debated by either side of the aisle on Capitol Hill.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Where is Hunter Biden? Everybody wants to know. Well, his baby mama does. You heard about this?
No.
This is astounding. Okay. And I just want to know, and this may be why he used the cocaine, just to have the energy to do all this. Do you realize Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, was one of those who had one of those Ashley Madison accounts?
Oh, yeah. I think I did hear something about that.
In 2015.
Yeah.
And he used that account to solicit women on his first wife, who he then left for his dead brother's wife. They never got married. They just lived together.
Mm-hmm.
But then he left her for the current South African beauty that he's married to. Now, the South African beauty lived with her boyfriend until 3 weeks ago. Are you keeping all this straight?
Boy,
does this make sense? It's very hard. It's a lot of facts.
Quite a soap opera there.
Yes. I mean, you would need cocaine to keep up with this. I mean, just to be able to pursue this many women, you know what I mean? You'd have to stay up. I mean, it's a lot of work. Okay. So the first wife of Hunter Biden, the mother of his three children, who he cheated on with his brother's wife, in the divorce filing said that they often miss paying, like, you know, mortgage, car payments, because he spent the money on like, you know, hookers and call girls and women he was having sex with and stuff like that, right? So, I mean, he's got all that going on. He's keeping up with the Ashley Madison account, right? I mean, he's a busy guy. And in the middle of all of this, there's another alleged baby mama, an Arkansas woman, suing Hunter Biden. Well, the attorneys for her are attempting to deliver the paternity papers so they can, you know, get the test. And they can't find him. Because, you know, you have to be served. He's dodging the serving of the papers. And the reason this has come up now is because they've been waiting for him to resurface so that they can hit him with the papers. And after the news of the marriage to the South African beauty emerged, they figured, you know, that they might be able to locate him around where, like, you know, she is and the wedding is and all that. But that didn't work out.
Well, I know how they can do that.
How?
Just have Joe Biden meet with the Chinese, Ukrainians, or some other foreign national and, you know, offer him some money.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, well, the Chinese don't have trouble getting in touch with Hunter.
Really? The Ukrainians had no problem? Why not?
I mean, when you're sitting on $1.5 billion and putting your firm plus millions more from the Ukrainians, I mean, what's a little child paternity suit to you?
Really?
You know, I mean, all she's asking for is support for the child and the health insurance. I mean, that can't set you back much, and I'm sure.
It's just worth a couple of weeks worth of coke, I guess.
Yeah, I know. Well, no, and I mean, you just tell the Chinese you need more. Isn't that how it works?
Yeah, apparently so.
That worked for Dianne Feinstein and Mitch McConnell. I mean, I don't know why it wouldn't work for Hunter.
Like Hunter's been hanging out with Bill Clinton.
I know.
This sounds more Clinton-esque than Biden-esque.
Now, here's the crazy thing. The child was conceived, get this, it's hard to keep in your head. That child allegedly was conceived during the time he was living with his dead brother's wife, who he left his actual wife for.
Oh, you, brother. Good grief.
You know, while he's at it, while they're doing the paternity test, he might want to get himself just generally tested. You know, I mean, he's there, he's at the doctor anyway.
Yeah. There is that.
I mean, just a health concern, that's all. Yeah. I'm looking out for him.
Right, yeah, sure.
And all I got to say is, can you imagine if this was one of Trump's kids? Can you imagine?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, it would be all over everything. People Magazine, Entertainment Tonight, you know, MSNBC, CNN, all of them would have this and be running with it and talking about it. And now what you'll have is these members of the media will be trying to do their best to bury these stories if they ever see the light of day.
Yeah, and they are getting some coverage. But you know what I think is missing? I mean, Trump would have to disavow the child. You know what I mean? You'd have to condemn it, or it would have to be in strong enough terms, because otherwise it would be a sign, of course, that he is a sexist.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, that his son behaves this way and he doesn't condemn it publicly. Well, I mean, that's what's missing. Have you seen anybody ask Joe Biden about any of this?
Oh, no.
Hey, Joe, you know where Hunter is? Because he seems to be dodging this paternity test. Have you advised your son? This is what I'd ask Trump if it was his son. If I was a reporter, have you advised your son to, you know, why doesn't he just go get the test? Why is he dodging the attorneys? Mm-hmm. Why is he dodging the court summons?
Yeah.
Why is he dodging that? Do you know where your son is, sir? Because the attorneys can't seem to find him. Could you help us out and tell us where he lives?
Obstruction of justice. Obstruction of justice.
Yeah, I know. But nobody has asked Biden about this. I mean, they're all right. They're writing about it. It's salacious. But nobody's asked him. He hasn't had to comment on this at all.
No.
And when you consider that he has the reputation as a gropester.
Oh, yeah.
Which came from the left, not us. I mean, they're the ones that blew that story up, right?
Yeah.
Would this not be relevant to Biden's treatment of women?
Yeah.
And you think, well, I don't know. Well, it would be if it was Trump.
Yes.
And Trump's child. So why isn't it? Why is nobody asking Biden about this stuff?
Man, they're still trying to get him on saying nice things about supposedly segregationist senators.
Yeah, and in a way that's unfair. You know what I mean? Because, heck, we watched during the Obama administration. I mean, they're all at the Robert Byrd funeral.
And see, that's what is insidious about this.
I know. I mean, Obama is there. I mean, I can pull the audio up if you want to hear it again. He's talking how wonderful Robert Byrd was. I mean, you mean the guy who was in leadership of the Ku Klux Klan, that guy?
Yeah.
And Hillary's going on and on. I mean, this is during the Obama administration about what a mentor he was for her and how he helped her out.
And there are still highways and buildings that are named for Robert Byrd. Where's the calls to have those things changed?
Yeah, good point. I mean, if we're going to take down statues of pioneers who didn't even own slaves, because the slaves weren't here by that point, you know what I mean? Who didn't even do anything to the Indians. They just showed up here and tried to survive. I mean, if we're going to take that down, why not take down the memorials to Byrd? You're right.
Yeah.
And why is it a problem for Joe? I mean, I'm not suggesting we praise segregationists, but I mean, why is it a problem when Joe Biden does it, but not when Obama does it?
Yeah.
I mean, if y'all are going to go rip Joe Biden down for his lack of an apology about this, well, please, don't stop there. Hit up Hillary and Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they have to apologize?
Well, and look at some of the folks that the Clintons used to hang out with. Look at Al Gore's dad. I mean, all of these folks have got histories that the left otherwise, if these were Republicans, would be questioning. All of them do.
I mean, to act like palling around with segregationists, including elected ones, is something only Joe Biden did right now.
Yeah.
Is blowing my mind. And I think Rush is right about this. He said yesterday Joe Biden is finished. He declared him done.
Mm-hmm.
If you'll remember, for the record, I declared him done on the day he announced.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's so gaffetastic. I mean, he's totally mental. He's completely off his rocker. And not just in a liberal way. I mean, like he's legitimately on his own mental and a gaff machine. And I said, he's not going to survive this. And you know what I mean? Because I've been stressed out. I've been really stressed out that Joe Biden would crater before they could nominate him. You know what I mean? Yeah. Was I not?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I wanted to run against the guy. And now it's looking like we're not going to get to. So I think that's why it only counts if you're nice to segregationists, if you're Joe Biden. But it does not count if you're Hillary or Obama.
Yeah.
That's my theory.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, if you're a Republican and you're caught standing within 250 feet of a segregationist or something like that, then you're done. You're finished.
Yes.
Right. It's no excuses. It doesn't matter.
That's the dual justice system in this country.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So Bobby in Simpsonville. Good morning, Bobby.
Hey, Tara. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, the reason for my call today is just to tell you what a great job I think you're doing. I'm a longtime listener. I've got over 3 million miles in the car. I listen to a lot of talk radio. Big Russ Castle fan. I was skeptical of you at first, but your playlist actually kept me very interested in this. She must be up to something because she's got a great playlist. But this, 3 years later, I listen to all, you're better than the big brands. You're right. You give them show prep. I hear them talking about things you talked about 2, maybe 3 days ago sometimes. And I just wanted to take 2 minutes of your time and say, you're awesome. And I can't believe they haven't censored you yet, but keep rocking, okay?
Oh, well, that is awesome. You have totally made my day, Bobby. Thank you.
Yes,
and by
ma'am.
The way, you couldn't see this, but producer Chris was taking a victory lap in there. He's jumping up and down and throwing his arms in the air about the playlist. That's all him, so I can't take credit for it.
Both of you, and he should jump up and down. It's really cool. So, like I said, rock on, okay?
Oh, well, Bobby, you have officially not only made my day, but made my weekend. So I so appreciate you taking the time to call me.
It's heartfelt and for real. I listen to the big brands. You're better than them. And we're really lucky to have you in Greenville, South Carolina.
Oh, well, thank you, Bobby. And listen, you stay safe out on the road, okay? Drive safe.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen, you want proof? You want just an example of what a mental hose job the media does on you every day? How they provide perspective. And look, they do it on me too. I'm not immune. No, because when they talk about it, then I got to talk about it. And I get hosed. Look, the fact that I am even talking about Joe Biden and segregationists today means they win. Because they set the agenda with their stupidity.
Well, I mean, he was, you know, friends with segregationists. That's very serious. He should apologize. No, he shouldn't. Yes, he should. He said he didn't have to apologize. He said he wasn't going to apologize. He should apologize. No, he shouldn't. Yes, he should. It's very serious.
It's a game, folks. They're getting rid of him. I mean, this is a guy who said, oh, China, no big deal. Took $1.5 billion from China. Called for a physical revolution. Suggested, well, no, said, promised he would cure cancer. He's nuts. They're realizing this. They got to get rid of him. I've been saying this from the beginning. Rush started saying it yesterday. Good for him. He's right. But let me tell you how much of a cheap confectionery construction these articles are. They're very concerned, folks. Very, because you could see the concerned look on their face. He palled around with segregationists and he won't apologize. We're very concerned. We can't have a president like that. Well, why not, y'all? We already did. Here's Barack Obama eulogizing Robert Byrd, a grand dragon of the Ku Klux Klan, among other things. Okay, so if Biden is wrong for not apologizing, and maybe he shouldn't be president because of his white supremacist connections and all, how do you explain this?
The distinguished gentleman from West Virginia could be found at his desk until the very end doing the people's business, delivering soul-stirring speeches, a hint of the Appalachians in his voice. He was a Senate icon. He was a party leader. He was an elder statesman. And he was my friend.
Huh. Yeah. So why is that not a problem? I'm just wondering. Well, it's only a problem now because Biden is looking gaff-tastic. He's gone from 36% in the Democrat polls to 26%. He's lost over 10 points, depending on the poll and the average he has. Now, Robert Byrd died in 2010. You know, the Ku Klux Klanner, right? He was a Democrat. 2010. So if it's a problem when Biden praises some segregationist he worked with, didn't Hillary run in 2016 after she said this about the Ku Klux Klan, not just member, but leadership member?
Today, our country has lost a true American original, my friend and mentor, Robert C. Byrd. Senator Byrd was a man of surpassing eloquence and nobility. It is almost impossible to imagine the United States Senate without Robert Byrd. He was not just its longest serving member. He was its heart, its soul, and its historian. From my first day in the Senate, I sought out his guidance, and he was always generous with his time
okay,
and his wisdom.
Whatever.
When you're stupid, you do stupid things.
No, these same concerns, you know, pearl clutchers. Well, we don't know. We don't know if we can have a segregationist appreciationist as the president. Why don't I support Hillary? Did you hear that? It doesn't get any plainer than that. So I guess it's only a problem, you know, your inherent racism and palling around with desegregation. It's the only problem when it looks like you might be a little lacking in the polls, perhaps. You might not be able to take out Trump. Can you imagine, can you even fathom if tape of a recording of Trump were to surface praising somebody of the ilk of Robert Byrd? Like, just somebody, Trump saying exactly what you just heard about somebody comparable. Oh, it would never. And it'd be over. They'd demand his resignation. The Republican leadership would have to. They just did. What the heck? And this is how they manipulate you. Does this make sense? It's only wrong when Biden does it, not when Hillary does it. But Hillary was running for. She was running for. Yeah, but we thought she'd win. Oh. Okay. So this racism you're pretending to be concerned about. The fact that he's a throwback, which is a problem for you now, was not a problem when you thought Hillary would win. Folks, they don't care about their own inherent racism. This article is chumped up and trumped up and just a bunch of crap. If Joe Biden were at 46% in the Democrat primary, up from 36 when he announced, this would be completely blocked out. Nobody but Breitbart be covering it. I'm telling you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.